come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Our children represent our nation's most precious resource. Within them lie our hopes and dreams for the future of our country and the world we live in. Unfortunately, many children are victims of abuse and neglect. You can help in the fight against child abuse. Call your local child abuse authority. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This reminder brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, where they realize children are our future, and that's a future worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprise at 777 North 4th Street in Sterling.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Barry Shamish to keep us appraised of what's going on in the Holy Land, because whether you know it or not, the events that are unfolding in the Holy Land will have a profound impact on what's going on here in America. Barry, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Bring us up to date on what's going on over there.
Well, the big one, and it's a profound one, actually, is the anti-missile system, the Iron Dome, in the recent flare-up with Hamas, knocked down seven Grad missiles. Now, there's all kinds, you know, it's still very expensive to knock down each missile, but it worked. This is a very surprising development. You can't knock down short-range missiles. All of them landed. But for the big grads that were aimed at Be'er Sheva and Ashdod, there's enough time to knock them down with this system. So that's just something. Well, it's actually a very profound change that there is a system, the first one in the world, by the way. America doesn't have a system like this. An anti-missile system that saw its first battle action and did pretty well.
Now, what is the system? I mean, are they firing a missile against a missile?
Yes.
Is it a laser system? What is it?
No.
We know.
It's missile against missile.
Okay.
Nonetheless, no one's done it before, so the details, I'm not an operator of this system, but it knocked down seven grads. There were about 120 missiles thrown into Israel last week. Most fell without, in open spaces. I never understood why they can't aim their rockets, but the big rockets that had, at least 20 miles in the air, this Iron Dome knocked them out. So that's some good news.
Okay, fine. I've always felt that Israel did have an effective anti-ballistic missile system, but we'll just wait and see as the story unfolds. Anyway, fascinating information, and because there is no way that Israel could survive 45,000 missiles that Hezbollah has without an effective anti-ballistic missile system. So we know they have a system. We don't know the details of it, We'll watch the story unfold. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, there's an awful lot of news this week, but I'm going to... you received the article I wrote, right?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it.
Well, I don't know if it's enjoyable, but it's certainly revelatory. Now, this is a very hard one to explain, and I'm going to try and do it in Cliff's Notes style. Now, I got a call from Israel last week. It was on Friday, I believe, that the government TV channel, Channel 1, had put on a documentary that justified what I've been saying for years. And, this person gave me the details and then sent me to the movie, which I watched. It's called Who Murdered Daddy? Now, what it's about is this scheme cooked up by Henry Kissinger and accepted by Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan to lose the Yom Kippur War. Now, I've been saying, really, 15, 20 years, I've been saying that it was that Dayan deliberately lost. He gave the Arabs 24 hours without attacking. He didn't prepare the IDF for a war he knew was coming. The problem is it took 37 years to get on a mainstream media, but it happened. It happened. Now, you want to talk conspiratorial? I don't consider it conspiratorial. I just consider it a crime that was finally exposed to the Israeli people, thanks to the Alon family. Now, in July 1973, their husband and two daughters and were in Washington. Yosef Alon was the military attaché to the Israeli embassy in Washington in 1973. And he was murdered in front of his family, in front of his house, in a very, very sophisticated knockout. They murdered him. Somebody had very good intelligence. If it was a terror attack, they would have killed the family as well. It was obviously an assassination. But nobody, the FBI and the Mossad closed Alon's file permanently afterwards. And the Alon family wanted to know who killed their father and why. So they set out on a journey. And this journey was documented on Israeli TV. And what the journey leads to is it's what I've been saying for 20 years. Their conclusion, I hear music.
Hold off, and of course the whole idea is that Dick Kissinger and Moshe Dayan conspired together to lose the Yom Kippur War. And as a result, thousands of his babies died. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins reminds listeners, consider giving the gift of life. Donate blood. Remember, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. A steady flow of blood is needed for accident victims, sick children, surgery patients, and members of the military. There is no substitute for blood. A shortage can mean loss of life. This message from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins. Reminding everyone, life is the most precious gift you can give. So please, donate blood today. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, if you stand back here, I guess this morning, Barry Shamish. Now, what year, Barry, for our listeners out there, what year was the Yom Kippur War?
73.
Okay, fine. So, in 1973, what most people didn't understand is that Moshe Dayan worked with Henry Kissinger, and specifically did not get the Israeli army ready for a war he knew was coming. He and Kissinger ran all this together, and the whole idea was to let the enemy attack Israel for several days before Israel then would begin to defend itself. So you go right ahead with the story.
Well, let's look at the movie, and we'll put this in order. We have testimony that, someone on the show, I don't know who it was, it may have been actually the General Agassi, but whatever the testimony is, he went to President Ezra Weizman for the Alons and wanted to know how Yosef Alon was killed and why and by who. And Weizman just shook his head and said, if I told you what I know, the nation would go into shock. And then he added that Alon was a loudmouth drunk and couldn't be relied on to keep a secret. What secret? Well, we know there was a secret. What was the secret that got him assassinated? Next on the show is my old friend, history professor Uri Milstein, who's been quite close to me. He came to my son's bar mitzvah and things like that. It was a personal relationship. What the professor said, here's the quote, is that Kissinger and Dayan decided to give the Arabs their pride back by not preparing the idea for war. Dayan thought it could cost Israel 100 or 200 soldiers who were sacrificed for this stupid plan, but afterwards the Arabs would be ready to talk peace. So that's what Kissinger told them, and he ended up believing that you can kill a couple hundred Israelis to get back Arab pride. Now, the next guest, on this documentary, anyways, was Bensi Sifoni. And he sought out the Alon family to tell his story to them. He was a soldier in the engineering corps who just prior to the Yom Kippur War was ordered to dig up and explode all the landmines along the whole 120-kilometer length of the Suez Canal. His unit blew up all the landmines. Now, he asked his superior officer why they were ordered to do such an insane thing. And the superior officer told him, the Army has a new diplomacy. Now, what was not said, but everyone got it, was the new diplomacy was to lose.
Now, to make it easier for the invasion, for the Arab armies to attack Israel, right?
Yeah. if you take out the minefields, to clear a minefield takes a lot of time. If you want a war to go your way, just get rid of the mines, and it'll go a lot faster.
Sure. And so basically it was all part of the new Israeli policy was really to betray Israel and to allow this attack to take place.
Yep. That's what it was. But now we've got witnesses. Look, the only person I interviewed for my conclusions was Uri Milstein. This show did a real good job of getting people together. Look, it's been known by Shmuel Katz wrote about it. What was his book called? The Phony Peace, whatever it was called. There were people who knew that the Yom Kippur War was a gigantic conspiracy by Kissinger and Diane. But this show put it together on primetime TV. Well, this was a major, major event. Not only did I get the phone call telling me about this movie and telling me where to go to see it, after I wrote my article, I had letters all over the place saying, I saw this incredible story, you have to see it. This is a big deal in Israel, all right? Now, the next guest was Naomi Frankel, and I know her. She lives in Hebron, and she's a very respected Israeli writer. At the time, in 1973, she was in charge of all top-secret IDF radio transmissions and communications, and she swore on the show that she witnessed the following communication between, then IDF Chief of Staff General David Elazar and Diane. Now, Elazar told Diane to order a full-scale mobilization and bring in a ton of reinforcements for his troops because war was imminent. And Diane replied, no, we have an agreement with Kissinger not to attack Egypt. We have an eyewitness again to Diane just saying, outright that I'm working with Kissinger and we are not going to win this war. Now, Elazar was murdered right after the war. It was called a suicide. Nobody believed it was a suicide. And another victim. Look, what it comes down to is the Israeli, remember, Alon was a military attaché to the Israeli embassy. So he discovered, or maybe even was apprised of, the plot to lose the war that autumn. Now, on the show, Alon's oldest daughter, Dahlia, just concluded that her father would never have permitted a plan like that to go forward. And then you have a major general, General Yaakov Agassi, who literally left the theme of the show in his last message. He said, Alon was murdered by an American hit squad with highly sophisticated intelligence after receiving the go-ahead for Diane to shut him up. Now, there were things missing in this movie, and I hope I added something. The first thing, Diane was not just, look, I've written about Diane. He took an order from President Johnson to bomb a ship called the Liberty. Now, he undoubtedly, just like with Kissinger, obeyed Johnson. But nonetheless, he was the chief of staff during the 67 war and had to have given the order to attack an American ship. But he didn't sink it. After that, he was in the hands of America. Well, if they open their mouths and said, well, if Diane was, in fact, the murderer of 37 American sailors, Israel would be turned into friendless lepers. After which, during the Six-Day War, he returned the Western Wall not the Western Wall, I'm sorry, the Temple Mount, above the Western Wall. He gave it all to the Jordanian Waqf. And this, after Israel poured buckets of blood to win it. Nobody understood it. Nobody. At the time, nobody understood it. But the Yom Kippur War, in the first 2 days of his 100 to 200 soldiers in it, then the Arabs will make peace, over 2,000 dead soldiers, Israeli soldiers, in the first 2 days of the war. And yet, when Menachem Begin was elected prime minister in 77, President Jimmy Carter forced him to make Dayan his foreign minister, which, again, no one in Israel understood. They were really, really angry about this. He was chief of staff in the war that Israel almost lost. It was really, really close. But to make him foreign minister, that made no sense. He was guilty of 12,000, 13,000 Israeli casualties. But he did. And, well, without Dayan, Israel would never have given away the entire Sinai to Egypt. It was Dayan who was infiltrating this government. And he made Begin, it was a disaster. You wouldn't have Hamas rockets if they weren't coming through Egypt today. Now, here is the part that the movie missed. Forget the background on Dayan and why he would agree to lose a war. He didn't care about his country. He cared about his own reputation as much as the country. And he gave in to Kissinger, said, fine, we'll kill 200 Israelis, and then Arabs will make peace with us. Great. But who gave the order? Again, if an American hit squad carried out the murder of Yosef Tal after receiving approval from the Israelis, from Dayan, Dayan didn't have the right. Look, he was foreign minister in 73. He wasn't the prime minister. And in America, he had no official standing. Only his ambassador, which, you know, he was the top of the heap in the United States, was the ambassador to Washington, Yitzhak Rabin. Now, Rabin had fallen under Kissinger's spell in a big way, and he went on the stumps for Nixon in 72. Now, about a month after Alon's assassination, he published this analysis in the Washington Post that everyone in Israel read. He claimed that the Arabs wouldn't and couldn't go to war against Israel for another generation. A message which lulled the Israeli population and then murdered the Israeli population. 13,000 casualties, 3,000 dead in the war that Dayan sacrificed these soldiers to the Egyptians for. Now, what you've got, they couldn't say who Alon's boss was. It was Ambassador Yitzhak Rabin. However, Alon discovered this upcoming war, Rabin had to have been part of it. And he had to have given the order, the approval, to murder Yosef Alon because he would get drunk and shoot off his mouth and he would oppose this war, and it was for Israel's good that he was taken down. What this show did not say is that Rabin approved Alon's murder. He did it in the sake of peace, and because Kissinger told him to. But nothing has changed. Rabin approves Alon's murder, and then current president Shimon Peres later approved for Bean's murder. What people just don't understand is how bad and bloodthirsty the labor Zionists are. This is all from labor. This was a labor Zionist string of murders surrounding the Yom Kippur War. That's the article I wrote this week.
And I think it's fascinating. The governments murder their own people to silence them. And I think that,
no, they don't. Most governments don't do that. The American government has got a record. The Israeli government has proportionally the worst record. But they don't do this in Norway, and they don't do this in Portugal. You don't just knock off your members of your government because you disagree with them. This is not government. It's the Israeli government.
Be done. But unfortunately, it's done in Israel. It's done here. And, we'll be back in a moment with Barry Shemesh right here at the American Peace Network.
All Suites in Fort Collins reminds everyone, pull together and donate blood today. If your health permits, please give blood now and again as often as you can. The shelf life of blood is only 42 days, and there must be a steady flow of donations to meet the demands of accident victim surgery patients and members of our military. This is a reminder courtesy of All Suites in Fort Collins. Satisfy your sweet tooth by stopping at 3307 South College Avenue, where they're encouraging everyone to donate blood today.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Barry Shemesh, and Barry's talking certainly about the fact that the Israeli government authorized, or key people in the government authorized, the murder of this military attaché, or gentleman who was assigned to the embassy in Washington, D.C., obviously, because they were afraid he would reveal the secret. And the secret was that they had agreed to Yeshua let the Arabs win the, at least the initial part of the Yom Kippur War. Well, I think Jesse Ventura has written a book called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, in which he talks about a CIA assassin manual that tells members of the CIA how to kill people. And interesting interview with George Stephanopoulos, when George Stephanopoulos interviews Jesse Ventura on the book and tries to say, well, but don't you think sometimes people need to be killed? And Jesse Ventura looks at him and said, but who makes a decision as who's to be killed? Who makes a decision as who's to be killed? And it was a wonderful interview. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, well worthwhile pulling down. Jesse Ventura did a wonderful job of bringing out the information about what happened on 9/11 and the CIA assassination program that you won't see elsewhere. Very well done. And, of course, this is exactly what we're talking about. Apparently, there was an American hit team who took down the Israeli over the full help and cooperation of the Israeli government. Go right ahead with the story, Barry.
It wasn't, I don't think it was with the Israeli government's permission. I think it was done behind their backs. I don't think Golda Meir knew about this. But
there were key people who did.
Yeah, Moshe Dayan and for sure, and Yitzhak Rabin, most likely.
Okay, fine. Before we go on, Barry, I want you, Chris, to tell our listeners how they can get to your books, how they can get to your website, and, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. You buy my books. The latest is The Compromised Land. There's 10 others at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. And you can download a book for like $5. When you get into the site, there's a search box. You write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That will take you to my books. My website is barrychamish.com, and let's go back. We have a very busy week this week. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been bombarded that the leaks are anti-Semitic. So he did something very, very interesting this week. He agreed to be interviewed by Yediot Ahronot to defend charges of his so-called anti-Semitism, and he released all kinds of Israeli WikiLeaks to The Guardian in England. Now, I've got them in front of me, and I'm just going to go through them one by one. And, well, that's what I'm going to do right now. All right, according to leak number one, in 2007, the director of Army Intelligence, that was General Amos Yadlin, had a meeting with the Americans, and he said that Syrian President Bashar Assad, if he goes to war with Israel, his regime will not survive. It'll be the end of Assad in Syria. And he was seconded by the head of the Mossad. That was Meir Dagan. But he added something quite prescient. He said that his intelligence services intimated that the regimes in Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon were all likely to fall. 4 years before they... Well, if they haven't fallen, they're in a great danger of it. WikiLeak number two, the new head of Egypt, Mohammed Tantawi, was viewed by Israeli forces in 2009 as an obstacle to stop smuggling arms to Hamas. The good guy was Omar Suleiman, who was named the vice president by Mubarak, and I don't know what he's doing, but he was supporting the peace treaty and the actual ruler of Israel, of Egypt, was ignoring it. Number three, U.S. ambassador to another country under tremendous siege, Bahrain. The U.S. ambassador, William Monroe, in 2005, had a meeting with the king, King Hamad of Bahrain, in which the king revealed that Bahrain has deep contacts with Israel at the intelligence security level and is willing to move forward in more civilian levels. All right, the next one. These are all leaks, and these leaks are all accurate. Nobody has said a WikiLeak is not accurate. Quite the opposite. They think it's sabotage of the world diplomatic community. And underneath the table, now this is where the next report I wouldn't agree with. I think it was actually hopeful. But the Israeli military chiefs had a meeting with their American counterparts. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Joint Political Military Group. That was the meeting. And, well, here is what the Israelis told the Americans. This is their prediction for the next war. I'll quote it. Hezbollah possesses over 20,000 rockets. Since then, it's more than doubled. It's been 2 years. Hezbollah is preparing for a long conflict with Israel, in which it hopes to launch a massive number of rockets at Israel per day. The Mossad estimated that Hezbollah will try to launch between 400 and 600 rockets and missiles at Israel per day, 100 of which will be aimed at Tel Aviv. The Mossad noted that Hezbollah is planning for at least a two-month war. Number one, I agree with, totally agree with the general picture being painted here. And by the way, the Israeli public was not told this. This is a secret meeting. The Israeli public has not been told to look out in the next war for 100 rockets being aimed at Tel Aviv a day. But my scenario is different. They can't survive 2 months of Israel being bombed. At some point, Israel will have to take care of them. I think they'll launch missiles in the thousands at the beginning of the war, hoping to cripple Israel. 400 to 600 rockets is a pretty bad estimate, but I think they were overly hopeful. Now,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Alpha Design Group and Lori McMarin and staff in Greeley remind all community members the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. A steady flow of blood is needed for accident victims, sick children, surgery patients, and members of the military. There is no substitute for blood. A shortage can mean loss of life. This message is from Alpha Design Group and Lori McMurrin and staff in Greeley. Call 970-352-4194. They're urging you to be a silent hero. Donate blood today.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, I stand back here. Our guest is Barry Shemesh, final segment of the program. Barry, continue with your discourse, please.
Right. Back to the WikiLeaks. This one should really be well publicized in Israel. The peace organization, Peace Now, very radical, very far-left organization. According to WikiLeaks, they're working hand-in-hand with the Americans. It's something that, again, I've known for ages. They're getting money from America. But this leak released adds that they were, well, they went to the American embassy with reports, well, on West Bank outposts. They would go into the West Bank and photograph them, and they would report back to the American embassy. The quote from the head of Peace Now is that he is hopeful that the U.S. pressure on Israel will result in the implementation of new orders to put an end to the outposts. Now, what makes this report even more shocking, really? All right, Peace Now, the most radical, they don't represent 0.005% of the Israeli people, and yet the American embassy is taking, at least from this, at least they're taking intelligence on the West Bank, and they're getting it from a Jewish group. But it also says, again, WikiLeaks, this is not supposed to be known, and it is known now, that Defense Minister Ehud Barak had a representative meeting with Peace Now. His name was Eitan Broshi. And again, quoted that Barak was eager himself to meet with Peace Now representatives to discuss issues. This, again, I hate to repeat this, big shock to me that our defense minister, his closest allies are from Peace Now would just as soon see Israel gone. They could care less about Arabs. It's a very, very nasty and corrupt organization. But they're shunned by everybody. Officially, they're shunned. Well, when the defense minister of Israel is a frontline ally with Peace Now, the public should know this. And WikiLeaks did a major favor, except, again, I don't think the public of Israel could care less. They're so jaded by now, you can't even do a scandal anymore. All right, our defense minister is working with Peace Now. That should be enough to force him from office. But it won't happen. But nonetheless, you heard it here from me, and I heard it from WikiLeaks. It was printed in the English Guardian. And these are accurate reports. I'm going to repeat that. It's so irritating. The defense minister of Israel is working with an anti-military organization eagerly. There. I summed it up. Now, before going back, well, there's all kinds of other WikiLeaks here that I'll mention, but given the time constraints, I wrote an article which it was about Gaddafi receiving arms from Israel. And that article went all over the internet. I think it was something like 31, 32 pages of this article before other stuff came up. But I got a lot of criticism, especially from Israelis, that Israel would ever supply arms to Gaddafi. Impossible, it never happened, you're lying, it's just gossip. All right, well, unfortunately for them, more stuff came out this week. And it came out from an opposition member of the Palestinian Authority. His name is Omar Kaddouri. He accused, well, Mohammed Dahlan, you know, he's a major, major PLO figure. He accused Dahlan of using, well, of offloading Israeli weapons. He got bought a ship loaded with Israeli weapons, took it to Greece, and then on to Tripoli to Colonel Gaddafi. That this, well, what I said is accurate. Again, and this comes from the PLO. I'll give a little quote. Colonel Gaddafi pretends to be against Israel, but actually he has very strong ties with the country through Dahlan and so on and so forth. Now, when this came out, the Palestinian Authority had to answer it. And, well, what the spokesman of the PLO said, that the subject is now under study and investigation, and Mohammed Dahlan has been suspended in his participation in the meetings of the Central Committee. It's even out. It's even out in the PLO that Israel is backing Gaddafi. And now we've got armed ships full of Israeli weapons being transported to Tripoli by a senior member of the PLO. I thought I would get that in.
Well, there are all sorts of intrigue there that certainly goes against everything we would think, but then this happens so often.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I mean that many, many people, Israelis, would find it very difficult to believe that Israel would be helping Gaddafi, but this sort of thing does happen. Sometimes we help our what would appear to be our worst enemies.
Diane invited Egypt to walk into Israel without any resistance from the IDF.
Absolutely.
It's not an issue here where strange things happen. What's going on in Israel is costing a lot of lives. Whoops, I hear the music.
We're out of time, Barry. Fascinating program. Thank you so very much. We'll look forward
to
it.
See you Wednesday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning has been very shamish. I hope you enjoyed it. And I think Barry's point, you know, is he brings us a lot of the things going on really don't make sense. They really don't make sense unless you understand there is a world conspiracy and nothing is it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. What is this conspiracy we're talking about? It's a satanic conspiracy that involves every aspect of the world today. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked, and listen to my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, and the syllabus as goes with the talks. You need to understand that we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world. There is a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world. We live in a visible world. There is an invisible world. Until you understand that nothing is as it appears to be, then, only then can you begin to understand why so many of the things Barry talks about, I believe, are absolute reality. And the American people, the Israeli people, most people have no idea at all what's going on. Well, our job is to bring this out for you, and we do hope that you'll listen, that you'll learn, and you'll help us to get the information to others. Now, certainly you can get my book and the other books and DVDs I mentioned by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, Chris, our hope is that why you'll want to, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and as we reach out across America on our 60 outlets every week, that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to do that, that you'll pray for our ministry, for our provision and protection, because believe me, we are on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle. And, of course, that spiritual battle is leading, I fear, into a great war with the Muslim world. And as you see these countries all over there toppling, and Tunisia's gone, Egypt's gone, Libya will be going sooner or later, Lebanon is gone, Turkey's gone, there's unrest in Jordan and Syria and Yemen and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, and even certainly within Israel, there's all sorts of unrest over there, and this is not happening by accident, it's coordinating, and you're going to see an increasing tempo of violence and unrest here in America. This is all planned and all part of this great move that's going to take us into a great war with the Muslim world. And I think that's the next thing on the schedule. You have to unite the Muslim world before you can have a war with them, and that is coming down the line. And, of course, this is all part of a long-range plan. This is why we've transferred nuclear weapons and technology to Pakistan and continued to give money to Pakistan even when they were building more nuclear weapons. And the remark was, oh, shucks, we had no idea they were building more nuclear weapons. But, of course, most Americans don't know. We transferred the technology to Pakistan. Go to my website, radioliberty.com, read the Sybil Edmonds story. That's the January 2008 newsletter, read the Sybil Edmonds story. You're going to see inflation in America. You're going to see all sorts of problems here. This is being done intentionally to destroy the monetary base of this nation and be chaos. Again, our number 1-800-544-8967. Go to our webpage. You can see our program there 5 hours a day. Please pray for our crazy listeners.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order,